Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Northern Nigeria has a heavy burden of out-of-school children, and with the increased security situation, the number of out-of-school children has gotten worse as schools are forced to close down due to attacks. Of recent was the shutting down of public and private schools in Wushishi local government area of Niger State ahead of a pre-planned bandit attack. What exactly is happening in Wushishi local government area? Our colleague who is in Niger State, Akote Abubakar, speaks with us.
The schools were closed down in Wushishi local government area of Niger State. According to the local government chairman, Tanjumo Suleiman Nelango, based on intelligence reports from security agencies that bandits were planning to attack some schools in Zungeru, in Wushishi local government. Specifically, bandits were targeting government day secondary schools in Zungeru and Niger State Polytechnic Zungeru, which were located at the outskirts of Zungeru town, Wushishi local government area. So the decision was, according to local government chairman, was a proactive measure to avoid a repeat of what happened in Tegna, where two pupils were abducted at Tanko Islamia School, Tegna, and were later released after millions of Nairas were paid as a ransom.
Okay, so you're saying that the schools have not been closed before. They were just closed down recently due to threatened attack.
They were just closed down last week. Mm. The order was given last week is when schools were about to start their promotional exams before this Christmas.
So prior to last week, schools have been in session normally in all local governments in Niger State.
All local government, schools were being in session except those shut down by the state government, especially boarding schools.
Okay, boarding schools have been shut down for how long now?
Boarding schools in the affected local government like Shirafi, Shiroro, Munya, and some government science college Kutigi were shut down by state government for almost 8 months now.
So, means students schools. I mean, students were not boarding, but they were going to school for day classes.
Yes. The school students that were not boarding were going to school for day classes. Mm. Those in boarding schools that were shut down were redeployed to day secondary schools in their respective local government or our communities to continue with their education. But the recent decision in Wushishi local government is to shut down both private and public primary and secondary schools, including Niger State Polytechnic Zungeru, which is located in the local government.
Okay, so far now, how has this decision been taken by parents and teachers and the community in general?
Yes, the chairman, school-based management committee, government secondary school, Wushishi, Bala Mahmoud Ege, my interaction with him, he said that he was also at the meeting when the decision was taken, and the community appreciated the decision because the difficulties parents go through in paying ransoms if their loved ones are abducted. So they didn't want a repeat of what happened in Tegna. So the community accepted that the stakeholders were at the meeting, the local government chairman, the security agencies, the community school-based management committees, the school proprietors, the principals, all were invited, the parents, and PTAs were invited, and a resolution was reached at the meeting that schools should be shut down because nobody knew or nobody knows when the bandits will strike. And according to local government chairman, they said they were going to strike in the daytime, and they'll come in their large numbers. So they didn't want to come, and especially the Zungeru, which they specifically mentioned that they were going to attack, is not safe. Mm. All the schools in Zungeru are not safe, according to local government chairman. So if they don't want them to attack or overwhelm even the security men and then do the worst or cause havoc on the community, and then the local government, the authorities will begin to regret what decision and something. So it's a proactive measure to avoid a repeat of what happened in Tegna.
That was Akote Abubakar, our colleague in Niger State. According to a research carried out by Daily Trust newspaper, 1,893 students have been abducted in 15 raids, with 2,295 teachers killed in the past 9 years in northern Nigeria. The attacks and abductions are not just scarring the children, but parents and teachers are also deeply affected. Bala Muhammad, who is a parent and a physics teacher in government secondary school Wushishi, tells us how insecurity and constant attacks on schools has affected him and his children.
My name is Bala Muhammad. I'm a teacher as well. I'm also a parent in the Gomo Secondary School of Shishi. Honestly, I feel very, very bad about the issues. Honestly, because it's seriously affecting us in many ways. Particularly, the academic level of our children is going down seriously because what they are expecting is not being given to them. And secondly, what is there is that generally in life, there is not security. In fact, anytime we want to be schooled, in fact, we are not safe. We are in a risk because we don't know where they are coming and when they are coming out. So we, as a teacher teaching there, we feel no better. And also sometimes, some of the students may not come down to the school because they will say maybe the bandits are coming today, the bandits will be coming tomorrow. Sometimes we see the students in the school already. They're still starting running about in the school, leaving the school, going back to their family, their houses. Some may receive the call, say, my mother or my father called me that I should come back to home now because we had the information that these are coming very soon. So the situation doesn't give us a full attention of the students to teach. As well, we are not security safe. So that regard is seriously affecting the word academic portion of the school generally.
Okay, so as a parent, do you feel safe letting your children go to school?
Even me as a parent, in fact, if at all I should have a means of taking my students to another place where they will be safe, I'll be better.
Okay,
I'll find it better.
Okay, now let's talk as a teacher now. How have the percentage of children attending school dropped, especially since these cases of banditry started there in Wushishi? As a teacher, what are you experiencing? How is this affecting you as a teacher?
Me as a teacher there, it affects us many ways. One, I'm a teacher, how am I to cover my syllabus? Which it doesn't give me room for covering my syllabus to the expectation level. It affects me. Secondly, I'm not in good mood. We found out that even to teach, the teaching will not be proper because we are fearing what will happen. So you know that we cannot give the lesson to the student according as we want it to be because of the insecurities. The other way around again, where it affected is that as a teacher, the fact that you always see the student what the student is ready to learn. That is, before the students be able to learn, there are some basic requirements that students are supposed to have. Security is one of them because they should be security conscious that there's no problem, it's safe, the life is safe.
Okay, so
and that's why it's not there.
Okay, so do you think that now that they've closed down schools because of insecurity, it's a good one in Wushishi?
You know why it's bad? It's not good now. It's bad. What they're supposed to cover, they cannot cover it.
That was Bala Muhammad, a parent and teacher at Government Secondary School, Wushishi. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. We will be going on a short break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about the effect of banditry on education. Before we went on a break, we spoke with our colleague in Niger State, Abubakar Akote, who told us how banditry is affecting education in Wushishi local government area. Similarly, we spoke with a parent who is also a teacher, and he told us how banditry has affected education in Niger State. Well, just like we heard Akote said, the community's action was more proactive. If they had information on the attack, what is being done to stop it? What is being done to protect students in Wushishi local government area of Niger State? I put this question to the Commissioner of Police in Niger State, Bala Kurias.
I don't have full facts on The second one related to the closure of the schools. Whenever we have such a situation, what we do, we reinforce our security in all these the areas affected. And we, like other security like the police, military, civil defense, and the vigilantes, we always make sure of our security. And also advise members of the public to be very security conscious, to report any suspected movement for us and all that. And then we also, the school authorities also are alerted to be very, very security conscious.
Okay, sir. So, but has that been done? Because you said normally...
Surely. All the time, very well.
So currently, that has been done in Wushishi.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Bala Kurias, the Commissioner for Police in Niger State. The abduction of students from classrooms has affected learning on all levels, as children and parents no longer feel safe. What effect does this have on the future of education in Nigeria? How worried should we be? Bilkisu Ahmed puts this question and more to an educationist.
I am Ajayara Hussein Adamu, a development consultant passionate about education, specialist in education sector reform. Incessant insecurity and attacks in our communities have rendered us, you know, totally helpless in every aspect of life. So it's not only schools that are affected, but farms and livelihoods are affected. General, you know, day-to-day living is becoming a nightmare for everybody. Ordinarily, northern Nigeria has been lagging behind educationally. The whole country knows that the education sector in the north had collapsed even before insecurity. So the current addition of insecurity and incessant attacks, abduction, and maiming and killing of young children has added to the multifarious problems that we are having in the north. Here we are, far behind nationally and globally. And now the little that we have, the few schools that we have that are catering for, the few that will likely bring about possible changes in the region, are also stopped from going to school.
Yeah.
And this problem doesn't affect only those who go to public schools. It affects all schoolgoers, all young children, that all this will come to pass, like everything else. And we hope that those who are in a position to do something will do something.
Okay.
But as the thing is now, almost everybody is helpless.
So, Ma, do you think children that are out of school for now because of insecurity, giving them maybe homeschooling or online schooling will be the best? And how can this be achieved, if it can be achieved?
My dear, look at Nigeria and the way we are. We talk about online schooling. For how many and for who? Online schooling requires a lot of infrastructure. You need to have expanded internet access, right? How many of our communities have internet service available? Not many. If you talk about online learning, you also have to consider the need. Even the teachers that will do the programs and send to the children and work with the children, I don't know, they're in short supply. I'm not saying it is not possible. With the political will, it is possible.
Okay.
Recently, I have caused to have a discussion with some people in the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, and there is a program coming up called the Alternative School Project. In response, of course, to the issues that you raised, the fact that the schools are not functioning, most children are out of school. We don't need anybody to come and tell us. You just go to any urban center on any normal day, or even on an abnormal day, you'll find many children, scavenging in the street, looking for food, looking for items in the garbage bins, and so on and so forth. So I learned that there is a program being run by the investment program. What they are trying to do is to reach children on the streets. It is a good program. It is laudable. It is solvability. But I think it needs tons and tons and tons of political will for us to be able to reach the targeted numbers, because there are far more children out of school now than there are in school. For instance, in 2015-16, in Jigawa, we had about 700,000 out-of-school children.
Mm.
And we had 670 in-school children. So you see about 50-50.
Mm.
So those in school, you know, are getting something, in quote, and those out of school are getting nothing. At least, you know, if the program that wants to target kids out of school really, really works, then we'll be able to meet up and probably provide for more than 50%, 60, 70% in some states. In fact, in the states that have serious insurgency, I think the figures might be just maybe a minimal 20, 30% in school, and the rest are all out of school.
That was Hajia Rabi Hussein Adamu, an educationist. According to Vince Gomwom, you cannot make people learn. You can only provide the right conditions for learning to happen. While the subject matter you choose to teach your children is important, it is also important that you create a comfortable and safe environment for them to learn in. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listening on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. I am Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.